Welcome back into the Ferro State Coaches Corner podcast. My name is Brett Bikita. As we dive into Ferro State Athletics and get a chance to talk to all the coaches within the program. And our stop today is Mark Dorn. He's the men's and women's tennis coach. Got the interim label taken off last year. This is his first year for both. The women will play in the fall right now, and the men, of course, in the spring, even though the men we're going to get into a little bit because they were just in a fall tournament. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on getting the interim tag taken off, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Brett. I appreciate it.
Now, the women off to a fantastic start, 4-1 this year. You just beat perennial GLIAC power Northwood for the first time, Coach, since 2004, snapping a 22-match series losing streak to the Timberwolves. Congratulations. That has to feel good.
Yeah, thank you. That was a huge day for us and a huge day for our program. Obviously, going through that long of a drought was pretty difficult, but it was exciting to get a win after so many years.
Now, people know perspective, and if they've been around Ferro State Athletics, maybe with the football program and how tough the GLIAC can be and women's volleyball and basketball. From a tennis perspective, on the ladies' side, how difficult is the GLIAC conference?
Oh, it's very difficult. I mean, for many years between ourselves and Northwood, we kind of ran the show for about 25 years. But over the last 10 years, the parity has gotten a lot better, and it's really deep. And the coaches in the conference believe that that this year is probably the deepest the conference has been in the last 30 years.
This past weekend, by the way, congrats as well, posting a road sweep at Davenport and Purdue Northwest by identical 7-0 scores. So taking care of business there in GLIAC play. And, Coach, when people look at your roster, go to ferrostatebulldogs.com and you can pull it up. You've got an international flavor with both the women and the men's team. And I'm curious because when we talk to the other coaches, obviously they start with the Mitten State and then they kind of build out to the Midwest from there because there's name recognition with Ferro State. How do you recruit when it comes to internationally with a Ferro State program?
Yeah, it's very unique, and it's an exciting opportunity to have the international students, on our team for both the international students and our local players to get to know each other. But yeah, the recruiting is difficult. Obviously we don't have the budget to travel to Germany and Russia and all the different areas that all my players come from. But so it's difficult. A lot of FaceTime, a lot of videos. But yeah, it's not as easy, but it's really exciting.
What do you feel as far as from being a Northern state? Because I see this with baseball and softball, and you see it on a national level when it comes to the College World Series. I mean, Michigan last year making that great run was unique in the fact that they were a Northern school. For a sport like tennis, and I see the same thing with golf, is there an advantage? Do you see a more accelerated high school player if you're recruiting them from below the Mason-Dixon line compared to what you have here just because of the seasons?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's difficult. We get a lot of recruits that, we reach out to, and, they strictly say we want to be south, and especially with international students. So that, they come over and they want to be south where they can, play year-round. And then also, just from an abundance of recruits, down south, there's just a larger population of tennis players. So it is difficult. I mean, obviously, we have a very large advantage of having our own indoor facility on campus here. So that does help me with recruiting when we can say, hey, you're still going to be playing year-round, and you can play whenever you want. So it's an advantage for us, but of the top 25 teams in the country, probably about 22 of them are below the northern states, so it's difficult.
Mark Dorn has joined us here on the Ferro State Coaches Corner podcast, men's and women's tennis coach for the Bulldogs. We'll step from the women's program for just a second, and I wanted to spotlight the men because you guys were in the ITA Regional Championships last week here in my hometown, Grand Rapids, and you had a freshman player, Yannick Matta, remember the name, reach the finals in the top singles division. I mean, this is a 128-player bracket, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, it was very exciting. We knew when we recruited him that he had a very high upside, but, it was difficult coming to the United States, being, brand new and never been to the United States, had grew up playing clay courts his entire life, and all of a sudden he's on hard courts. So we knew he had the talent, but he really showed it this weekend, and, beating some of the top seeds in the semifinals, he beat the number 5 player in the entire country.
Let's talk about the women's and then the men's team goals, since we have you on for both. I know last year for the men, they made the NCAA tournament regional finals in the spring. What do you expect from them? And also, finishing up in the fall season with the ladies, what are the goals for the Bulldogs?
Yeah, with the men, obviously, we want to repeat and get back to the, regional. Anytime you can make it to the NCAA tournament is a huge success. But last year was the first year in a few years that we didn't win the GLIAC championship. So we're really hoping to get back on top of that this year. The women, last year we finished 6th in the regular season and 5th in the tournament, the GLIAC. And this year we're already, on tap to hopefully finish top 3. So that was one of our goals, is finish top 3. And then if you finish top 3 in the GLIAC, there's a really good chance of reaching the NCAA championship. So we think we're on track. But but we still got to, you know, stay focused and finish out the season strong.
Mark, I want to ask you, because one of my favorite questions to all the coaches, and I've seen this kind of sleeping giant grow before my eyes the last few years, and I know Perk Weisenberger going back to my student days at Central Michigan when he was an associate athletic director. How excited are you with the athletic department, the program, and what you're seeing with facilities? And I know they've gone through a lot of different coaches, and they've hired in some great coaches, and then when a coach leaves for another opportunity, another good coach comes in. I mean, that's really the stepping stones of building a great program, and it seems like there's a lot of success around the athletic department these days up in Big Rapids.
Yeah, I mean, the athletic department has been on fire, and you can see it from not just the results, but when other schools start to seek out your coaches, it means that you're having a lot of success, and it's great to see, you know, some of our, you know, coaches get great opportunities, but a lot of the coaches still stay because they're excited to be part of this growth and all the success. And so, it, you know, for me being new, exciting to be a part of, but I'm also a Ferris grad. I grew up in Cadillac, so I've always been around Ferris. So it's great just to see the success and the excitement, and it obviously helps with recruiting, and it helps with just a general excitement across the country as far as, you know, Ferris becoming even more of a household name.
I can tell it's a job that you cherish, and you'll do a great job, I know, with the women finishing up and the men this spring, as you did last year on that interim basis. Before I leave you, I'm going to invite people to go to ferrisstatebulldogs.com, and as I mentioned, you can check out all the information about all the Ferris State teams, but you got to go to the coaches section under tennis and look at the photo. And I noticed this when there were shots of you with the team. You are a lookalike, my friend, for Justin Verlander, the former Tigers pitcher. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I get it pretty much every single day. Mostly when I'm sitting down, I'm about 6 inches short of being near Justin's level. But yeah, for about 10 years, I get it pretty much every day. The last couple of years, I've turned a little more gray, so I don't get it as much. But yeah, it's really a neat thing, and you know, I'm pretty lucky to, you know, look like a guy that's pretty darn successful.
I was gonna say, pretty good looking guy, pretty successful. So does it bother your wife or any of your family members? That's what I want to know. You have some fun with it?
They get a kick out of it too. Obviously, my wife is always thinking that they're looking at her, looking to see if she's Kate Upton. But she also gets a kick out of it. And a lot of my friends and family play the role quite a bit if we're, you know, out to eat and we're sitting at a table, and you know, they'll play it up a little bit. But it's been a lot of fun.
I want to see him sign an autograph. There you go. You got to get Justin Verlander. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for the time. Continued success with the women, and we'll look forward to your team with the men. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Ferris State Coaches Corner podcast.
Hey, Brett, thanks for having me.